Hello and welcome back to the podcast with myself, Leanne Juliet. This is Disruptive Consciousness. I had an idea come through to me earlier whilst I was walking. I like to go for a walk by the river sometimes and just like clear my mind and just embrace nature and everything and just channel. And I kept hearing talk about the game of consciousness. I was like, okay, yeah, that's a cool one. Because I have, like, obviously my whole podcast and like business and everything is around consciousness and disruptive consciousness. Disruptive consciousness is my own, I suppose you could call it a modality, a healing methodology, a spiritual technology as well. But the game of consciousness, this is something that I've referred to before, maybe on like podcasts or videos or in content or something, but I really want to kind of hone in on what the game of consciousness is, because clearly I'm meant to talk about it because that's what my intuition was whispering to me earlier on my walk. So what is the game of consciousness? We live in what you could call a simulated reality. Some could call it the Matrix, but it is a simulation. It is a platform of dimensions, energy, and frequency that we all coexist within. When we come to Earth, like, we know what we're getting ourselves in for. We know that we're coming to a 3D realm. You know, some of us have lived on other planets before, some of us are from higher dimensions. You know, we're having to kind of like, well, we're having to lower our frequency in order to incarnate here, which is why we don't remember our other lifetimes unless like something jolts us. Like, I have visions from time to time of the lifetimes. I have many dreams about other lifetimes. Somebody could speak about something to do with maybe Atlantis, Lemuria, or Egypt, ancient Egypt, and I'll have a remembrance of those. But the game of consciousness, like, Earth is a, it's a realm, a 3D realm, three-dimensional realm. And we come here to obviously experience things as humans, to experience the different senses, to experience having a physical body, because some beings from other dimensions, other planets, other star systems haven't had a physical body before. So we come here to experience that. We come here to experience emotions. We come here to experience hardships and struggles and things that create the perfect opportunity for us to grow. Whatever you've experienced in your life, like, we've all had something that we've dealt with that's like, let's face it, has been shit. Whatever we've experienced in life is there by design. That's the thing, it's by design, because as souls, as consciousness, we choose our lives before we come here. We know what we want to experience. We know if we want a more in-depth life with more challenges and more opportunities for growth. And other times it could be, as Dolores Cannon would say, a resting life where you're just kind of getting along with things. We choose all of this because, remember, as souls, as consciousness itself, you know, we're here to experience the universe. We are God consciousness. We are God incarnate having a human experience. We are the universe having a human experience. The universe is wanting to experience everything, which is why we're here, which is why we're experiencing this realm at the moment. So we are here to play, as I refer to a lot, the game of consciousness. It is a game. And I like to use an analogy a lot with clients or in content around Nintendo, Super Mario Brothers. Obviously, it's in the cinema at the moment. I need to take my daughter because I absolutely fucking love Mario Brothers. And anyone who's played a Nintendo game or any other like platform game, in Super Mario Brothers, and obviously this can refer to other games as well, it's just that I absolutely adore Super Mario Brothers, and it provides the perfect example as well. in Super Mario Brothers, you know, Mario, Luigi, whoever you choose, like, you're running along this little, you know, this little world, and there's like maybe seven or eight levels per world. It's something like maybe eight worlds, 10 worlds, I can't remember. So it's about seven levels in each world. You're running along, you're getting past the bad guys, you're, you know, jumping over like the bad turtles and like the, you know, the firing, you know, cactus plants or whatever it is to get to the next level. So there's like obstacles in your way, in Mario's way, that prevent him getting to the next level. If something gets him, if he, you know, gets killed by like a, I don't know, a flying turtle or something, he comes back again. But the thing is, he knows that that's there now. So he knows to avoid it. You know, when you're playing it, you know that there's going to be, I don't know, it's this flower that comes up out of a chimney, or there's going to be like a fireball that comes through. Yeah, you know, because you've already been there. So you know what to avoid. So you get to the end of a level, you complete it, you move on to the next level. You get to the end of all the levels, and, you know, at the end of the world, and you complete the really bad, you know, big bad guy at the end, and move on to the next world and unlock the next world. And then you continue on and unlock all the worlds, you know, with a baddie at each, you know, big bad guy at the end of each world. And once you've unlocked one world, you can go back and forth between all the different worlds. You can go from world 5 to world 1, world 2 to world 7, once you've unlocked them all. And that is how I see consciousness, and that is how I see dimensions. Is that we are we choose to incarnate here. And we choose the life that we desire to have that will give us the experience that we are desiring at a consciousness and a soul level. For some people, that life will include more challenges, more situations to evolve and to grow and to truly experience the human experience. For other people, it will be not as challenging. It'll be more of a resting period, you know, going through life, just enjoying life and everything, not so many challenges. Everyone's different. Everyone's at a different stage of their evolutionary journey. Everyone's at a different stage of their consciousness journey, because we are all players in this realm of consciousness. So my level of consciousness will be different to the next person. Your level of consciousness will be different to the next person. This isn't a case of ego saying, oh, I'm more evolved than you or whatever. Some people are, some souls, if you take, for example, Jesus or Buddha, you know, they're very advanced souls when they came to Earth. They were ascended masters already when they came to Earth. So they were very evolved compared to the next person. And it's the same as now. There's some souls, some consciousness who are further along their consciousness journey because maybe they've had more lifetimes. Maybe they've included more opportunities for growth and experience in their lifetimes. Maybe they've had more karma to over, you know, to overcome, more lessons to work through, or just more of a just more to go through compared to newer souls, for example, or ones who are still going around the karmic wheel or the karmic cycle of not really fully moving through what it is they're here to learn. Because remember, souls, you know, we incarnate to work through stuff, to evolve, to expand, to grow. And the same with like the Mario Brothers game. When you know the level, you know how to overcome the level. When you know where the hurdles are, the obstacles, the things that will get in your way that will prevent you from moving forwards, you know where they are. You know to anticipate them. It's the same in life. You know, we incarnate with a blueprint per se. You know, we have a divine blueprint already, our divine blueprint of when our consciousness was first created, and we have a blueprint for the lifetime that we want to live. And this isn't saying everything is set in stone. Obviously, as humans, we have free will, but we have an idea of what we want to experience in this lifetime, the people that will provide the perfect opportunity for growth, the situations, the experiences, everything that will provide the perfect a playground for growth. Even if you're in a resting life, as Dolores Cannon would refer to it, there's still some form of growth there, because, you know, we have to evolve somehow. And just like with the Mario Brothers game, like we bring with us, as I refer to sometimes, our toolkit, our spiritual toolkit of things that we're really good at, you know, skills, things like that, that we've mastered over lifetimes, we bring with us, which is what you can find from your south node. If you follow astrology, you look to your south node, and it shows you where your gifts lie. These are things that you've done over and over again in other lifetimes, you know, where you've you've become a master at something. It's comfortable for you. And a lot of people refer back to their south node with things that they're doing, because it's comfort. Like, we know this shit. We've done it before. We understand it. For example, I mean, I follow sidereal astrology now. I don't follow Western, but my south node in sidereal is Capricorn. I am a natural born leader. Capricorn is a leader. It's, you know, Capricorn is the CEO of a zodiac. I have natural leadership skills. It's very natural for me to be in a position of leadership, whether that is in my business or in the jobs I used to work in or in a crowd of people. If you put me into like a teamwork situation, I will always take the leadership position, always. I was actually watching the Lewis Capaldi documentary last night, How I'm Feeling Now, that came out on Netflix yesterday. And whenever I see something, I'm like, obviously I'm going to check the astrology chart. And I only ever look from sidereal now, because for me that is the true astrology. And I was like, where's his singing gifts come from? And when I looked at his chart, his sidereal chart, he has a south node in Pisces. And I was like, okay, very, you know, I can see that now, because my own daughter has a south node in Pisces. She loves to sing. She's a naturally gifted singer. Lewis Capaldi has a south node in Pisces. His gifts, the things that he brought into this world with him, his gifts, his things that he was an expert in, you could call it artisanal gifts and everything, the things that he was an expert in is singing, which is why he's so fucking good at it. So going back to the game, like the Mario Brothers game, when you're going through the different levels and the different realms, the different worlds, what you're doing is exploring consciousness, really. Yeah, that is what we're here for. This is the game that we're playing. And as a game, as a simulation that we're in right now, we get to control it. We get to create it how we want. And this has been a long fucking journey for me, I tell you, because I had so many limiting beliefs around what I could and couldn't create. I had so many just getting stuck in a rut at times with circumstances, like, oh, this keeps happening. And I've had to really play it. I've had to really play at this game to realize that what is around us in our reality is not real. Yes, you can see it with your eyes, you can feel it with your hands, you can smell it, you can sense it, you can experience the reality around you with your senses, with your five senses, but it is not real. And I was often told, I've been told so many times, like, I'm actually drinking tea right now from a mug that my mum got me, which she just thought was hilarious to me. I was told I live in a fantasy world. I nearly fell off my bloody unicorn. I was like, it's so fucking true. Like, I have always lived in, like, my imagination. I've always connected to my imagination. I have Neptune, the planet of imagination and dreams, sat right slap bang on my ascendant. Like, I'm naturally connected into the unconscious realms, the higher realms, the realms of dreams and imagination and fantasy. I naturally connect into that because of Neptune in my chart. And so we, when you look at what's around us, that's just, you know, any manifestation person will tell you that's just like a reflection of what's going on in your internal state, what's going on in your imagination. We don't have to accept what is around us. If we recognize, and this is the thing, if we recognize that we are playing being the operative word, if we recognize that we are playing a game of consciousness right now, that your soul, your consciousness, I use the terms interchangeably, that your soul chose, your consciousness chose to incarnate in this avatar that you are now, Joe Bloggs, Joe Smith, whatever your name is, that your consciousness chose to incarnate in this avatar right now. Do you know how fucking powerful you are? Like, seriously. Do you know that you are in charge of your destiny? That you are in charge of the world that you create around you? Do you realize that? Because that took me a long fucking time to really like grasp, and it's something that I still from time to time slip with, because it can be easy to be too consumed with what's around us, with reality, and think, oh, this is it. No, it's not. Like, if you've ever seen the film Inception with Leonardo DiCaprio, like, complete mindfuck of a film. It's the dream state. It's constantly reinventing itself. It's the same when you're playing these platform games. Let's use Mario Brothers again for an example. When you're playing the game, you're playing the game on a screen, whether that is your laptop, whether it's on your television, on your phone, you're playing the game on a screen. There's all these other worlds and levels available beyond the edge of the screen. All you can see is the moment that you're in right now with the screen, which is the now. Everything else, we don't need to know. We know that the other levels are available. We know that the other worlds are available. We can't see them because they're not on the screen. Whilst we're in a particular level, running along a little ledge or something. But we know that these other levels exist. We just do, because we know. Like, you can go to the start of the game and see these are different worlds. We just know that they're there. We can't see them until we get to them. And that's the same with playing this game of consciousness. Everything is available to us right now. Everything. Whatever your desires are available to you as desires, because they already fucking exist in another reality, in another realm, in another dimension, with another aspect of your avatar, with another version of your consciousness. They already fucking exist. And I say this over and over again, and yes, it is a complete mindfuck at times, because like, we're conditioned, we're programmed, we're dumbed down by the shitty system in this world to not have dreams, to be realistic. And I wrote down today, dream, you know, realism is where dreams go to die. It is. Because we have the most powerful computer in the entire universe, which is our mind. Our mind is such a powerful fucking computer that we can create our world, our reality. We can create it however we want, however we decide, can't speak, however we decide to play this game of consciousness. We get to create it. We are the creators. And sure, we've had experiences and setbacks and circumstances, whatever, that can make us feel, oh, this isn't possible, whatever, or it's going to take hard work, or whatever. Like, that's just the obstacle in the way of us creating the realm that we want to live in. Because we're here having a human experience as an avatar right now. And I mean, I love to talk about consciousness. It's like the whole concept of my entire business is consciousness, disruptive consciousness, multidimensional consciousness. And I love to understand this matrix that we live in because it is a simulation. Like, you can, like, why do you think there's so many glitches in the world at times? Like, stupid stories or stupid things that people are doing, you're like clown shows, for example, in the UK right now, it's an absolute shit show. But, and it's just getting stupider and stupider. And I'm just like, it's just fucking ridiculous. It's like, I don't know, we've jumped to one world where the clowns are running, I don't know. But the whole concept of consciousness is that we are the creators. And this is a game for us to play to create the reality that we desire to live in. If you, and I'm just honestly, I'm being bombarded with images of computer games right now. It's like my spirit team are just like bombarding me with all these images right now. If you've ever like watched films that are based on like simulations or games or anything like that, the world is constantly being created around them. That's what I'm seeing. I'm trying to put it into words. The world is constantly being created around them. Same with Inception. The world is constantly being created around them in this dream state. I'm going to have to try and find Inception tonight because I absolutely fucking love that film. Like, everything's being created around them. That's what I'm being shown in my mind right now, is just worlds upon worlds upon worlds being created around us. Because we are the creator. We're the ones who create how the experience. We're the ones who create the reality that we choose to live in. If you don't like something, fucking change it. Like, you have the most powerful computer available in the universe right now, which is your mind. Your mind gets to create whatever it is that you want to create. And one of the things I like to do is play with a matrix. I like to understand. And obviously, I'm using my phone right now to record this podcast. So, like, the little, what is it, the bots or whatever will be listening to everything. You know, when you're on Instagram or Facebook or something, and suddenly an advert appears on the exact thing that you were talking to somebody about. You didn't Google it. You were talking to somebody because, like, the little phone devices and everything are always listening to us. I've been playing around with that, and there's been quite a few instances recently, like over the last few months, where there are things that I have thought, and this isn't a case of your thoughts create your reality, your dominant thought. This is like, oh, I want to believe myself to be this, this, and this. No, this is just a random thought that I've had where I thought of something, I've not mentioned the words, I've not spoken it out loud, I've not typed it, I've not put that anywhere else. It has literally sat in my mind. And that exact thing has then started to appear in my reality. I'm like, this is fucked up. This is like really fucking crazy. And it's happening more and more, I'm noticing, because now that I'm aware of it, I'm playing with it more. So yeah, it's like experiences like something that I thought of, an idea has popped to me, into my mind, come into my mind. I'm like, that sounds cool. I've not uttered the words, I've not typed it, I've not mentioned it, I've not spoken it out loud. There's no way for any phone, computer system or anything to listen to me except for my mind that is tapped into the universal unconscious. And then that thing has started to appear in my reality. I'm like, oh my God, this is fucking crazy. Like, really fucking crazy. This is how powerful we are. Our minds are like magnets. And sure, law of attraction people say, yes, you know, what you think about, you know, brings about and whatever your dominant thoughts. This is like a fleeting idea that has just come to my mind. I thought, yep, that'd be cool. And then it started to appear. Like, that's how powerful we are with our manifestation. That's how powerful we are as computers. Because our mind is a computer. Our mind is, you know, our mind is the computer and our bodies are the avatars in the game that we are playing, the game of consciousness. So we get to create the world that we want to live in. You know, the experiences that we choose to experience in this lifetime are designed by, you know, it's, you know, life by design of our soul, of our consciousness, our higher self, to experience those things so that we can grow, evolve, and learn as souls. We're here on an evolutionary journey. Some are at the beginning of their evolutionary journey as newer souls, some are towards the end with like more, you know, more advanced enlightenment, everything. Everyone's different. It doesn't put anyone higher or above, you know, higher than anyone else. Everyone's different. Just as Jesus was a very advanced, enlightened being when he incarnated in the physical. Everyone's different, but we get to create the world that we want to live in. We get to play this game of consciousness how we decide to play it. If there's something in your life right now that you are not happy with, then you get to change that, because we are all energy, we are all frequency. And this is like, you know, comes back to the work that I do with my clients. Like, I work with energetics, I work with frequency, I work with consciousness, I work with like multidimensional consciousness, because I can time travel to any aspect of space, time, dimensions in somebody to find the energetic root of whatever it is that they want to transform. If that's an illness, if that's a situation, experience, a way of living, something like that, you just go to the root. And because I believe that it's so fucking easy to do, it is. I'm not out there saying, oh, this is really difficult, nobody can do this, blah, blah. I know that it is easy because that's my fucking gift. Just as somebody else knows how easy it is, like going back to Luis Capaldi, a gifted fucking singer. It is like, for him to be in his element of singing, it's so fucking easy for him to do. I can't sing for shit. So I'm not going to go out there and pretend to be a singer. My gift lies in healing and transformation and consciousness. His gift lies in singing. And bringing music to the world to heal people in their pain. Like, everyone has a different gift. But the game that we're playing, this game of consciousness, is we are the fucking avatars. The life that you're living right now, and that's the thing, is the way I see consciousness, and like I see things like as like a giant jigsaw puzzle and how things come together. It's like almost like I see threads and different things that just kind of come together. How I see consciousness is that there are, it's almost like there's like different tag teams. That's the only way to explain it properly, for want of like a better phrase. There's like different tag teams of consciousness. So if you imagine your consciousness overall, your soul overall, we'll say consciousness overall, the divine consciousness, the blueprint of who you are, the most wholesome divine essence of who you are before you became before you fractals, before you fragmented. Because that's how I see consciousness, is that at the beginning we are consciousness, we are whole, we are divine, we are pure. And then we fragment ourselves into smaller pieces to go and experience different things, different lifetimes. I'm seeing honeybees in my mind right now. So if you imagine the queen bee is the consciousness. She is, you know, queen bee represents the whole of who we are, the divine truth, the divinest, most purest aspects of our consciousness. She then sends her workers out, and the other little honeybees out, to go and find the pollen, to go and experience life, to do everything and bring it back to her. That is what our consciousness does. We fragment ourselves. We become fractals, consciousness fractals, to go and experience life whether that is life on planet Earth or life in like a different star system, whether that is life as like a human or as an element of water or as a leaf or a rock or an animal or a star or a planet, we go to experience all of these. Because we are the universe, we are the creator, we are God, wanting to experience everything that there is to experience. So we fragment ourselves and send ourselves off, our consciousness off, to go and experience things. So for example, there's like, and not everyone will, you know, will relate to like being like a star seed or anything like that. Obviously, I know I am. I often see this vision, like I often joke with friends saying like, maybe there's like my alien self right now is, I don't know, in some kind of stasis in outer space whilst I have this human experience. And I really fucking see that actually. Like there's different elements of us that are living in other star systems right now, different parallel dimensions, different realities, different, you know, different avatars, you know, past lives, although I don't see them as past lives, I see them as parallel, because time, excuse me, time is a man-made concept. Time is not linear. Time is circular. So we can sidestep to any different time or dimension anytime we want to. We can connect into the consciousness of the version of us that is living in 1862, or the version of us that is living in AD 3 or whatever. A version of us that is living in, you know, ancient Egypt, or the version of us that is living in 3023 right now. Like we can connect into that version anytime we want to. This is why I time travel with my clients, to connect into these different aspects and different dimensions. But your fragmented self is like a tag team. That's how I see it. It's like a tag team. So there's aspects of your consciousness right now that are experiencing many different lifetimes simultaneously as a tag team to learn certain lessons and evolve and grow. And then there's other aspects of your consciousness that are fragmented, you know, another fractal that is experiencing something different. And it's like you've got these different pods, that's a word, pods of consciousness, of fragmented consciousness, of fractals of consciousness that are experiencing, like groups, pods that are experiencing something collectively in different dimensions, timelines, different elements of who we are, whether human or alien or element or whatever, to experience something and then to bring it back to the queen bee, to the honey bee, you know, the queen bee in the center, our consciousness, our purity, our most pure divine fucking self. So we're experiencing different things as a pod, as a group, and living like this tag team, so you can connect into other aspects of your consciousness simultaneously. For example, there's many times where I've connected into, I have a huge connection to ancient Egypt, to Lemuria, and to Atlantis, especially ancient Egypt. Like I have very, a lot of connection to ancient Egypt, especially like royalty, as a priestess, because the priests and priestesses were like the kings and queens. So I have a very royal energy to me, and I've connected into that version of me many a time before, where I've felt these like queen vibes, these royal vibes, these just these higher frequency vibes, these higher standards, these more luxury vibes, where I can connect into that, and I felt that energy because that is an aspect of my consciousness that I'm able to connect into and be like, okay, what's she doing? How is she living? Just as I can connect into a future, in inverted commas, a future version of myself and be like, right, what's she doing? Who is she? What has she created in her life? How is her business looking? What is her personal life looking like? What is she creating right now? And then I bring that back, I see it, and I bring it back into the now, because I'm connecting to that pod of consciousness, that breakout pod of consciousness, to evolve through and experience life through. And the whole point of being souls and consciousness is to be pure, is to come back to being whole again, because we fragmented ourselves so that we can go off and experience the universe. So the whole point is to come back to being whole. The whole point is to live our most highest frequency consciousness, to live in our highest potential. Like, whatever you're experiencing in life right now is not the fucking truth of who you are. The identity that people cling on to their identity with like a fucking death grip, that is not your truth. Like, whatever you've experienced is not the truth of the most divinest, purest essence of you, because we are pure essence, we are pure consciousness, we are pure energy. And anything that is not in harmony and balance with your most divine self, whether that is a relationship you're in, an experience, a thought pattern, a business, the way you make money, a health condition, an illness, whatever, that is simply a glitch. That is how I see it. It is a glitch in your system. And that is what I do with my clients. Like, I am the fucking glitch for my clients. Like, I find the crack in people's energy and I blow it the fuck up. Like, that is the whole essence of disruptive consciousness, is to blow it the fuck up, to find what is not truth, to find what is illusion and turn it into truth, to balance out everything, to purify. That's what I do really fucking well, is purify. And so as this game of consciousness, we get to play it how we want to play it. We get to experience it how we want to experience it. If you want to experience more abundance, then choose that. If you want to experience more love, then choose that. If you want to experience more freedom, then choose that. If you want to experience like more expansion, then choose that. Because we are the fucking creators. We are God. We are the universe experiencing itself. And so the game of consciousness is like, this is literally a fucking game that we're playing. And the more that you start to see it like that, and this is a mind fuck, it is a mind fuck, and it is like, I've had so many limiting beliefs around shit, like, oh, this won't work for me, or this is what I've experienced before and therefore this is what I'm going to experience again. I'm like, no, that's fucking bullshit. That is fucking bullshit. Like, I practically live in the beyond. I live in other dimensions because I choose to. I choose to live in a higher frequency consciousness, which is why I don't relate with most people. And that is not coming from a place of ego. That is just that I vibrate at such a higher rate that I command a lot from people who want to be in my world. This is queen vibes again. I command a lot from people who want to be in my world because I activate people so fucking deeply in their DNA that I activate a higher state within you. I activate a higher potential within you. And if you want to continue in that higher potential, then you can either run with me or just leave, because I'm not interested in carrying dead wood. I'm not interested in that. Might sound like a cold hard bitch or whatever, but I'm not interested in carrying an energy that is like, that is past its sell by date, past its use by date. I'm not. So that's why I'm very selective with who I have in my world. And because I choose to live in the beyond and play from beyond, something that I was often shamed of by a lot of people, by like family or friends or teachers or like mentors, coaches that I'd paid money to help me with like my mindset and my business and everything, like, oh, you're living too much in the future or whatever. Well, that's actually one of my fucking gifts. Neptune on the ascendant, a busy 12th house. I can connect into the unconscious realm so fucking easily. I can connect into the imagination and the dream state so fucking easily. It's one of my gifts, so why the fuck would I not use that? Like, because of that, because I can connect that way, I know that anything is possible. Anything is possible. excuse me, I know it is. Because that is my assumption. And because I'm so rooted in my assumption that anything is possible, that we can literally make the impossible possible, that is how it gets to be in my world. I get to make the impossible possible. When somebody tells me that something cannot be healed, I'm like, that's fucking bullshit. It can be healed. If you believe it can be. You know, this is a realm of high magic now. This is a realm of consciousness as a game. Because if you were playing a game right now, and you were creating your avatar and you were creating a game, you would go as you would use. That's what I love about games. My daughter likes to play Roblox and everything, and I play with her, and anything is possible. Creativity is in the mind. We can create whatever we want to create. Anything is possible. Worlds are dreamed up all day long by creators, by artists, by everybody. New worlds are created all the time, because that is how powerful our mind is. Our mind is the most powerful computer in the universe. Our mind can create what we want to create. And so this game of consciousness is literally about us. How big do you want to play this game? Your game being your life. How big do you want to play it? How much freedom do you want? How much expansion do you want? How much liberation do you want? How much authenticity do you want? How much truth? How big do you want to go with your life? Because that is what's possible for any of us. Any of us. This is like freedom from limiting beliefs, freedom from illnesses, freedom from health conditions, freedom from trauma, freedom from addictions, freedom from anything that is not serving our highest frequency consciousness. Because we get to play this game and we get to create the game. If you were given the opportunity to create a game for Nintendo or Roblox or whatever right now, would you create a really shitty experience and have the avatar stuck somewhere? No, you create the wildest fucking dream game that you could. Your imagination would know no limits, because our imagination knows no limits. Anything is fucking possible. And I see it when I'm astral traveling all the time, when I'm quantum jumping. I see other realms, I see other dimensions, I see what exists around us that we don't see with our physical eyes. I see it all. Because we can create whatever fuck we want to create. And we get to live in the beyond, and we get to experience the impossible. We get to make the impossible possible. We get to live our most expansive, freest, liberated fucking self ever. Whatever that means for you, because everyone is different. For some, expansion and freedom can literally just be your most authentic fucking self. For others, freedom could mean having, more money in the bank, more opportunities with your business, your career. It could mean having a soulmate relationship. Everyone's different. What expansion, freedom, and liberation mean for you is different to the next person. But this is your fucking game. This is your game of consciousness, and you get to create it however the fuck you want to create it. You are the designer, the architect, the technician, the one who is in charge of creating this blueprint of consciousness that is before you. And sure, little bits can be scribbled out, and just like when you're drawing something, you can scribble it out and rewrite it and redraw it. Is exactly what we do with our lives. We can create it how we want to create it. If something is not serving your most highest potential, your most potent, highest frequency consciousness, if something is not serving that, if something is not in alignment with your purest fucking essence, as in the purest essence of your consciousness when your consciousness was first created, if something is not serving it, then you get to change that. And you get to play with the energy of the beyond and the impossible, making the impossible possible, and playing with the energy of imagination and creativity and dreams and everything. because you are the fucking creator. You are God, universe, having a human fucking experience right now. You are in charge of a game that you get to play, because this is our game of consciousness. Thank you so much for listening. I'm just like start channeling loads then. I just like zone out when I'm like channeling. Thank you so much for listening. If you love this podcast, like, you know, leave me a review on iTunes, like the podcast, subscribe on whatever platform you're listening to, listening on. Obviously, I love to read reviews. And let me know what you think of this episode, or anything else that you'd like to know about in terms of like consciousness that I can bring to you. So thank you so much for listening. Have an awesome rest of your day, and I will chat to you very, very, very soon.